Welcome to Onc Live On Air. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Elizabeth Mittendorf, MD, PhD, the 2026 President-elect of ASCO. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Mittendorf discussed her priorities for advancing oncology practice and improving patient outcomes during her presidency. These include multidisciplinary cancer care, workforce well-being, leveraging artificial intelligence to enhance efficiency, and addressing global cancer care. She also emphasized the importance of mentorship and sponsorship for early career professionals, highlighting her personal experience with multiple mentors and her commitment to supporting the next generation of oncology professionals.
As you take on this new leadership role at ASCO, what are your core priorities for advancing oncology practice and, you know, sort of generally improving patient outcomes?
Sure. So I'll start by just acknowledging how excited I am about this opportunity. So as you just alluded to, in June of this year, I'll become the president-elect of ASCO, which will be followed then by my presidential year. And I'm really excited about the opportunity to help the organization advance its mission and vision. So as you probably are aware, the mission of the organization is to conquer cancer. And our vision is a world where cancer is prevented or cured and every survivor is healthy. And one of the things the organization has done is to put forward a strategic plan that really informs how we're going to accomplish those goals. And so we have the three priority areas: improving access, profession, and knowledge. And then, of course, we'll do deeper dives on all of those things. So for me specifically, as you are aware, I'm a surgical oncologist, and for me, it really presents an opportunity within this organization, which is an organization that serves oncology professionals, to really think about the multidisciplinary aspect of cancer care. So it's really critical that we work together as different disciplines, and I mean more broadly than med-onc, surg-onc, rad-onc. I mean the entire team. In order to achieve optimal patient outcomes. So I'm confident that the organization will leverage the lens that I look through as a surgeon. Other things that I've been very interested in for ASCO is advancing the organization's efforts to address the workforce, specifically workforce well-being. Recently, the organization published a piece in the Journal of Clinical Oncology that kind of gave our roadmap for what sort of institutional changes would be important to clarify things such as workload and research support in order to continue to support our oncology professionals. And related to that, I think the organization has a nice effort now to think about our advanced practice provider colleagues who are critical to the care that patients receive. Two other things that I think will likely be areas of focus during the time I'm serving as president. One will be AI. As you're well aware, that's advancing at a very rapid clip. And particularly as it relates to oncology, it gives us an opportunity to do what you asked, which is to improve patient outcomes and to do so efficiently. It also gives us the opportunity to address what I referenced about workforce and supporting the workforce. And then I think the final thing that, one other thing that I would comment on that I'm confident will be part of my efforts as ASCO president will to continue the work of the prior and current presidents to address our global impact. So you're probably aware that we're an organization that serves over 50,000 professionals from over 170 countries, and we're very committed to working with our global network in order to not just take good care of patients here in the U.S., but to help to support optimal care delivery globally. So those are just some high-level ideas of things that I'm confident will be addressed during my presidential time.
That was excellent. Thank you for that. And really sort of touched on a few points that we'll, you know, sort of dig deeper into. So sort of, again, generally here, and you did sort of allude to this sort of and very well in your point about multidisciplinary care, but, you know, how do you plan to leverage ASCO's resources in really sort of supporting the integration of evidence-based care, continuing the development of clinical trials across diverse clinical settings?
Yeah, so I think that the you know, ASCO is very committed to its mission, which I kind of articulated is to conquer cancer, but to think of it a little differently. In order to conquer cancer, we need to assure that all patients have access to high quality cancer care. And so we have a number of programs within the organization, which do in fact aim to address the many well-documented challenges that we know exist and barriers to ensuring that every patient with cancer does in fact have access to the best possible care. And for many patients and in many diseases, the best care is in fact access to clinical trials. So the organization is also very focused on clinical trials. And I'm sure you're well aware that the organization has made some efforts with respect to the current climate to ensure that appropriate funding is maintained for the conduct of trials. The other thing I would note is that as an organization, of course, all the work that we do is in fact conducted in a manner that abides by all the legal requirements of anti-discrimination laws and is aligned with the kind of the best of what we know, the knowledge we have right now of cancer care. So our work is in fact evidence-based. It's representative of the full scope of cancer care challenges, and we're committed to addressing the needs of our patients as well as our members who provide the care to patients.
That's great. Thank you for that as well. So now sort of getting a little bit more specific into some particular areas of translational research. You know, we talked about AI, obviously, you know, the role of multidisciplinary care. So what, you know, areas are you sort of really excited to, you know, hopefully spotlight and expand, you know, through your time in this role?
I think the fact that I'm going to be only the fourth surgeon to be the president of ASCO kind of informs what I think some of what my opportunities will be. We have already spoken a little bit about multidisciplinary, but what I would probably aim to take that a little bit further and suggest that there's an opportunity to think about what optimal oncology teams look like. And I believe that if we have optimal oncology teams that are taking care of our patients, it will touch on a number of other issues such as those that you're alluding to, things such as efficiency and quality and access to care. And I believe that a lot of the work that we do, both through ASCO as well as in our clinical practice, will in fact be facilitated by the technologies that we've already referenced, things such as artificial intelligence. And so one of the things that I hope to have the opportunity to do is to think about how ASCO can provide support to its members on how best to integrate those kind of technologies into their clinical practice in order to enhance efficiency and improve the care for their patients.
That's great. Thank you for that. And so now sort of transitioning to look at sort of the role of mentorship and career development. So, you know, what are your goals in sort of, you know, this sort of department and retention within the oncology workforce? I'm really particularly looking at early career professionals.
Yeah, so there's so many things that can be done. And I will note that ASCO is very committed to young investigators. We recognize, of course, that these are the folks that are going to be caring for our patients. They're going to be doing the research that informs clinical trials. They're going to be conducting clinical trials. And we recognize that in the current environment with the drastic cuts that we're seeing to, or potentially drastic cuts to NIH funding, it is a threat to America's preeminence as the global leader in biomedical research, and specifically a threat that is going to have long-term consequences if, in fact, our very junior folks are arguably most impacted by this at a time in their career when it's really necessary to have that support. And so one of the things that ASCO has done for decades now is to support young investigators through grants, the Young Investigator Awards and Career Development Awards. That is an effort that's led by our Conquer Cancer Foundation. And so ASCO remains deeply committed to that. ASCO remains very committed to advocacy. And one aspect of advocacy, of course, is research funding. I mentioned that ASCO has recently published a manuscript in the JCO, which provides guidance for leaders, so folks who run hospitals, folks who run cancer centers, on what they probably should be doing to better support their faculty, to include their junior faculty, so that they can, in fact, have the meaningful careers they intend to have, which would include participating in research if that's one of their goals. On a very personal level, I was so fortunate early in my career to benefit from mentorship. And one thing that I talk to folks about is that I didn't have a single mentor. I had multiple mentors. As an example, Kelly Hunt was a clinical mentor for me. George Peoples was a wonderful mentor for clinical trial design and conduct. Jeffrey Moldrum was my mentor for my PhD and a lab-based mentor. And so I personally have tried to adopt an attitude that I need to pay that forward. And so in my own practice, I have a number, my own efforts, I have a number of mentors. And with my colleague here that I lead the breast surgery program with, Dr. Terry King, we've established mentoring committees for each of our folks to help them to navigate these early career challenges. And the challenges are a little different than they were when I was early career, but I think having navigated the challenges that I did, it does help me to help them kind of find their way. The other thing that I would note is that I also try very hard to differentiate between mentorship and sponsorship. And so that's another opportunity that I look forward to in my multiple roles to include through ASCO, is to sponsor talented young oncology professionals who really want to further their career, get involved. So those are some high level thoughts about where the organization and then me specifically. I'm a big proponent of mentorship.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.